Welcome to Campus Radio 97.1. Have you ever met a foreign student at our university? Over the last few years, there has been a great increase regarding the amount of people who study abroad. What drives them to make such an important and life-changing decision? We wanted to know what the motivations to study abroad are, so we sent out our reporter Samuel to interview some students on the street. Maybe you can also find out about the experiences they made.
Thanks, Caroline. While searching for students from abroad who returned to Düsseldorf during their semester break, I met several people with interesting stories. The first student I interviewed is Anya. She studies medicine in Romania. So, you study in Romania. That does not really ring a bell in terms of student life. Tell us, what is it like?
Well, in the beginning it was kind of weird. I felt like an alien, as I had no clue about the country, their culture, and especially their language. Luckily, the lessons are held in English, so I only needed an A1 level of Romanian. And that was an easy requirement. Much easier than the German grade admission requirement.
What about the other students?
When I arrived at the University of Medicine in Timișoara, I was really surprised. There are so many students from France and Sweden, especially from Sweden. They also have much stricter limitations for medicine in their home countries. Hence, they have to go abroad to follow their passion, like me. So it was quite easy for me to find like-minded people there. You see, I do not have that much contact with the native people, which is a bit sad, to be honest. But at least their country is totally student-friendly. Everything is so incredibly cheap.
Oh, can you give some examples? How cheap is incredibly cheap?
Well, it sounds very decadent, but I take a taxi to uni every day. It takes 8 minutes and costs about 30 cents.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's really unusual, I know. But with my Kindergeld from Germany and some support by my parents, I can afford everything there. So I can totally focus on my studies. In Germany, I might have needed a job.
That sounds like a luxurious lifestyle. But what about the quality of the teaching? Is it as good as in Germany, or can you see some differences?
Well, yeah, I worried about that in the beginning too. But as I really wanted to become a doctor, this seemed to be the only possibility. And I was positively surprised. Most of the professors are from all over the world with great experiences. And as Timișoara benefits from students financially, they have big quality checks each year, so they guarantee a high educational standard.
After her, I met Christina, who studies on the other side of the globe in New Zealand at the University of Otago. What led you to make such a life-changing choice after you finished school?
Well, the first step of my decision to study in New Zealand was actually 4 years ago. I took part in a student exchange program and fell in love with the country and its people. When, towards the end of my school days, the question arose what I was going to do afterwards, the only thing I could think of was returning to the country where I'd been so happy and grown so much. Of course, my parents weren't happy that I was only thinking about traveling and not about my future career. Eventually, I decided to do urban and regional planning, which I wanted to do in Germany. But when I found out that this subject was also offered at a university in New Zealand, my mind was set.
Well, it seems to me like it was a pretty straightforward decision. But surely there must have been some drawbacks, right?
Yes, it does sound quite easy when I talk about it, but it was actually more than hard for me. It meant leaving friends and family far behind. That far, you could not go for a quick visit on the weekend. It also took a lot of effort to convince my parents, as studying in New Zealand is very expensive. When they finally agreed, I was very happy that they could make that possible for me. Yet, there were also some difficulties in the beginning of my studies. The language, for example, and especially the technical terms of my subject, gave me quite a hard time. But once I got used to it, I started to enjoy my studies much more.
Besides studying, how is your life in Dunedin?
Oh, it's actually pronounced Dunedin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's alright, but back to your question, very nice, I think. The university offers flats which are especially for the international students. At first I thought I'd rather live together with local students, but it turned out to be pretty interesting sharing a house with people from all parts of the world. At the moment I live in a flat together with a Japanese girl and a girl from the US. I made some friends among my fellow Kiwi students too, and I enjoy their company very much. In short, I'm glad that I fulfilled my wish, because even afterwards I feel it was the right decision for me.
Our next interviewee is Hannah, who, although not as far, still decided to study abroad in the Netherlands. Please tell us, how did you come to study in... what was it again?
Groningen. Well, I didn't have a very good result in my A-levels and really wanted to study psychology. I heard about a friend's friend who moved to Groningen in the very north of the Netherlands and studied psychology there. And as your A-level grades don't matter there, I went too.
What was your experience like moving to the Netherlands?
Well, it's certainly a very pretty university with lots of old buildings and a lot of cheese and tulips. No, I'm just kidding. Going to a different country is always strange, and you'd be surprised how different the Dutch are from us, even though we live so close to each other. I was mostly shocked by how many German students there were.
Really? Why is that?
You see, my program isn't in Dutch, but in English, which a lot of Germans speak, though they have weird accents, don't they? If I had to guess, I would say 80% of the students were from Germany, 10% from the Netherlands, and 10% were from all over the world, like Spain, the UK, and even the US.
Wow, that's a lot. So how are the foreign students received?
The Dutch are so friendly and helpful. It's weird though, because when there are so many German students around you, it's difficult to really get into the Dutch way of life. It's almost like living in a tiny Germany in the middle of the Netherlands. Though some of the local people claim that German students are taking over the city's culture and destroying it. But funnily enough, those are often our landlords.
Do you have any regrets about going there, or are you happy with your decision?
Sometimes I miss home, but I think that's normal. But luckily, I'm only 3 hours from home, so I can come back to Germany for all the birthdays, holidays and important events. And I'm close enough to the border to still receive your station, isn't that crazy? So you see, all's well.
Finally, I talked to a student who has done it the other way around. Meet Winnie. Could you please tell us a bit about who you are and your motivation behind studying in Germany?
My name is Winnie Kamau. I am a Kenyan student living in Germany. I decided to study in Germany because I was looking for greener pastures and, in other words, to further my education. It was also the desire to experience a different culture, a different environment, and to learn German that influenced my decision.
To what extent is this experience beneficial to your future career?
There is an African saying which says, a person who never travels believes that his or her mother is the best cook in the whole world. This basically means that traveling and studying in a foreign land broadens one's perspective in many ways. As a matter of fact, speaking an extra language is a huge advantage and can really open doors. The ability to communicate is also improved, and thus enabling a person to work and deal with multicultural groups.
What do you find different from your homeland, Kenya?
You know, it's funny that you ask. In Germany, it's very, 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 very cold. But in Kenya, you know, it's always warm and I'm not used to the cold. In Kenya, there are only two seasons, namely the rainy season and the dry season.
Moving on to a less serious question. What fascinates you about the German culture?
I'm a huge fan of the carnival. Cologne and Düsseldorf become very colorful due to the parades and the costumes. It is also the time of the year where everybody, the old, the young, come out on the street to have a good time.
So you don't regret your decision to study abroad, do you?
No, not at all.
Some very interesting answers and insightful perspectives. Hopefully these interviews made it a bit easier to understand the motivation for people studying abroad. Now back to you, Caroline.
Thank you, Samuel. Wow, that was a great bunch of reasons. So the most important one seems to be that people want to avoid waiting for a place to study here in Germany because of the great restrictions. Secondly, studying in a different country can be very cheap and therefore keep students from needing a part-time job. But there's also a social motivation, namely that one makes great experiences in regards to getting to know new cultures and also becoming more open-minded and self-confident. So guys, if you consider studying abroad, you apparently have the opportunity of meeting people from all over the world, improving your social skills and becoming part of a new culture. But please remember, if you go to Africa, reconsider your packed clothes. Have a nice day.